When a week ago today, I asked the House to rest this afternoon, as the occasion for a statement. I feared it would be my hard lot to announce the greatest military disaster in our long existence. I thought that some good judges would be perhaps 20 or 30 thousand men might do the impossible. But it doesn't seem the whole of the French world and the whole of the British expeditionary force, north of the Amiens, would be broken up in the open field, or else would have to capitulate for lack of food and ammunition. These were the hard and heavy tidings for which I called upon the House and the nation to prepare themselves a week ago. The whole root and core and brain of the British Army, on which and around which we were to build and are to build the great British Army in the later years of the war, seemed about to perish from the field, or be led into an ignominious and starving captivity. The enemy attacked us on all sides.